मधुरम्। कृष्णा ही सो ब्यूटिफुल, कृष्णस एवरी पार्ट ऑफ हिज बॉडी इज परफेक्टली डिजाइंड, देर इज नो ब्लेमिश इन कृष्णस बॉडी, देर आर नो इम्परफेक्शंस इन कृष्णस बॉडी। कृष्णस बॉडी इज अ बेंच मार्क टू जज ऑल द ब्यूटीज। कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल ब्यूटी। सो एक्चुअली इन दिस मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड देर इज नो कंपेरिजन विद कृष्णस ब्यूटी, देर फोर समटाइम्स द आचार्यज यूज दिस वर्ड कमल लोटस, समटाइम्स दे कंपेयर कृष्णस बॉडी लिम्स विद द लोटस। अधरम मधुरम बदनम मधुरम, अधरम अधरम मधुरम। कृष्णस लिप्स आर सो स्वीट, फ्रॉम कृष्णस लिप्स नेक्टर एमिनेट्स। समटाइम वी ऑल्सो हैव पिंकिश लिप्स, बट कृष्णस लिप्स आर ओरिजिनल पिंकिश लिप्स। समटाइम्स समवन मे से दैट यू आर ऑल सेंटिमेंटल पीपल, यू आर अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णस बॉडी, बट नो प्रॉब्लम। इफ यू आर नॉट अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णस that pure divine body, then you will be subjugated to Krishna's wrath. Sometimes we become angry. So when we become angry, we bite our lower lips. That means we have become angry, right? We bite our lower lips. But when we become angry, we bite our lower lips, doesn't have any effect. Nobody takes it seriously. But when Krishna becomes angry, when he bites his lower lips, 11 Rudras are born. Rudras, the anger personified, Shiva's form Rudras, they are born from Krishna's anger simply by biting his lower lips. When you see earthquakes, cyclones, hurricanes in this material world, that means Krishna is biting his lower lips. Adharam madhuram, vadnam madhuram. वदनम मधुरम। कृष्णस बॉडी इज सो ब्यूटिफुल, द शास्त्रस दे एक्सप्लेन दैट कृष्णस बॉडी इज लाइक अ ब्लू बटर, अ लंप ऑफ ब्लू बटर, वेरी सॉफ्ट, वेरी डेलिकेट। समटाइम्स कृष्णस बॉडी इज कंपेयर्ड विद द ब्लू डायमंड, वेरी शाइनिंग। सो कृष्णस बॉडी वदनम मधुरम, वदनम मधुरम, वदनम मधुरम, नयनम मधुरा हसितम मधुरम। It is not that only Krishna's body is beautiful or attractive, only for Brajavasis or for the gopis or the gopas. No. It is mentioned in Mahabharata that when Krishna was present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the soldiers, whenever they would see Krishna, simply by Krishna seeing Krishna's beauty, the soldiers would faint. There was no need to even shoot arrow at them. Simply by seeing Krishna's beauty, they would faint. Adharam madhuram, vatanam madhuram. Nayanam madhura. Krishna's smile is so sweet. In this material world, especially in Kali Yuga, smile, hasya, is very rare. People give smile only when they do their selfie, you know. Only for that selfie period they give smile. And even if they smile artificially in the company or in the parties, that is not a real smile. But Krishna's smile is so beautiful. There is one shayari. Of course, I will not quote here. I'll just make one line here, not all the poetry. The shayar, he says,
Mere Mohan tera muskurana bhul jane ke kabil nahi hai. Mere Mohan tera muskurana bhul jane ke kabil nahi hai.
He says, my dear Krishna, I cannot forget your smile. Your smile creates a spring season. If you want to know Krishna's smile, when Krishna smiles, all the seasons, especially spring season, immediately starts manifesting. And all the flowers, when they are in the bird's form, they sprout and they become flowers. That is Krishna's smile. And what is the effect of Krishna's smile? In this material world, we are all tormenting by the three modes of material nature. There are three kleshas: Adidaivika, Adhyatmik, Adidaivika klesha. So when someone serves Krishna and Krishna smiles at them, what happens? All our klesha agni, the fire of miseries, that extinguishes. That is Krishna's special effect of his flute, his smile.
Mere Mohan tera muskurana bhul jane ke kabil nahi hai.
So Krishna's hasitam, his sweet, his smile is so sweet.
Adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram.
Krishna's nayans are like lotus petals. One time one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how Krishna's eyes look like? What is the color of Krishna's eyes? We also have many different colors of eyes, right? So Prabhupada closed his eyes for some time. And Prabhupada saw in the spiritual world how Krishna's eyes look like. Then after some time Prabhupada opened his eyes and he said, blackish. Krishna's eyeballs are black and the rest of the part of his eyes is white, and around all the eyes of Krishna there is a red border. So the eyeball is black, other part is white, and there is a red border. This is the explanation Prabhupada gave about Krishna's eyes. Nayanam madhura hasitam madhuru Srimad Bhagavatam explains that Krishna's eyes are like a two moons which are dancing at their places, not just stagnant in one place. The moons which are dancing at this place, so Krishna's eyeballs also, they move here and there, just like when we see the fishes, they swim in the water like a chanchal. So similarly, Krishna's eyes also are looking here and there, looking for his devotees. Nayanam madhura hasitam madhuram. Srimad Bhagavatam is so beautiful. He says, when Krishna opens his eyes, sun rises. So when Krishna keeps his eyes open, it is a daytime. And when Krishna closes his eyes, it becomes a night, sun sets. So even Dasharatha Maharaj, when he saw Lord Ramchandra first time, after that he would call his son as a Rajiv Lochan. A Rajiv Lochan means one who has a lotus eyes. Even the demons like Duryodhan, when Krishna came to Hastinapur as a peace messenger on behalf of Pandavas, Duryodhan called him, what is that word? Pundarikaksha, one who has eyes like a lotus petal. So Krishna's eyes are so beautiful. And why his eyes are so beautiful? Please listen. Sometimes someone will say, yeah, my eyes are also very beautiful. Krishna's eyes are beautiful because Krishna's eyes never sees any fault. When we see someone, we say, oh, he's black, he's white, he's red, he's yellow, he's ugly, he's handsome, he's beautiful. Our eyes make discrimination. But Krishna's eyes always see only good. Therefore, Shastra explains Nimesha and Animesha. Nimesha means when we do something good activity, some service to Krishna, Krishna keeps his eyes wide open. And when something happens, some wrong thing happens through us, Krishna closes his eyes. See, such a merciful, such a compassionate person. Whenever we do something good, Krishna keeps his eyes open. Whenever do something wrong, Krishna closes his eyes, and Krishna says, I didn't say you, don't worry. Of course, that doesn't mean that we should continue our wrong activities. But therefore, Krishna's eyes are very beautiful. Nayanam madhura hasitam madhuram.
Madhura madhura
Yadurani Mataji, because she was a painter before coming to Krishna consciousness also. So Prabhupada would give lectures. So Prabhupada would always mention about Krishna's personality, that Krishna is so strong. He is lifting the Govardhan hill on his little finger of his left hand. So afterwards Prabhupada came to know that Yadurani Mataji is a painter. So Prabhupada asked her to paint Krishna's picture. So her conception of Krishna was, because Krishna is lifting Govardhan hill, that means how strong he must be. So she painted Krishna's picture with a masculine body, all biceps and triceps. So she painted like that. So Prabhupada saw and Prabhupada gave a big smile. Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna is very strong, but he doesn't have masculine body. His body is very tender, very gentle. Krishna is very cute. And Krishna is not manly. Krishna is a teenage boy. So then he said, now you repaint again. So Yadurani Mataji next time, she made a beautiful picture where Krishna's body limbs are very delicate. Then Prabhupada said, yes, this is perfect. So someone asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what is Krishna's exact color, his bodily complexion? Then Prabhupada said, this time Prabhupada did not close his eyes. He said, Krishna's bodily color is exactly like a welding rod's fire. Next time, whenever you see any welding happening somewhere, so whatever that chingari comes out from that welding, that blue color, Prabhupada said, that is the exact color of blue. Even today, scientists also say that blue color represents, actually blue color is a symbol of infinity. If you want to show something infinite, then you give the blue color. For example, sky or an ocean is infinite. Similarly, Krishna's color also is infinite. Krishna, although he is God, but he is very simple and unassuming. He doesn't have pride in his heart. When he performs his leela, naturally he plays with his friends, he jokes, he laughs with them, and his love affairs of Vrindavan is not manly affairs. It is a teenage love affair. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Krishna's Vrindavan love affair is a teenage love affair. It is not like a manly affair where we go, all the kings go to win over that princess, and there is a fighting, and then wrestling, and then your chariots, and then you fight with the other kings. No, Krishna's love affairs is very simple. And the gopis and the gopas and the brajavasis, they love him so naturally. Actually, the gopis, they know no one but Krishna. Their entire existence is only for the pleasure of Krishna. They don't know anyone else than Krishna. Even Shiva, Brahma, Indra, they don't know them. And they love Krishna so naturally, so spontaneously, that they don't even know that Krishna is God. This is just the day he's our beloved. So their love for Krishna is so selfless. There is no tinge of any selfish desire. That is Vrindavan. So, therefore, Krishna never leaves even a moment or one step out of Vrindavan.
Adharam Madhuram Badanam Madhuram Nayanam Madhuram Hasitam Madhuram. Hridayam Madhuram. Sometimes
we find that some people are very, some men are very handsome, some females are very beautiful, but it's not necessary. Their heart also is beautiful. It's not necessary. Heart sometimes is very cruel. But Krishna's body is as soft as butter, but his heart is more softer than his body. Sometimes his heart is compared with a cotton swab. So delicate. Because Krishna is so compassionate, so merciful, just like when mother feeds a child. So the child is sucking the breast of mother, the child is sucking the nipples of the breast of his mother, and at the same time, the child kicks the breast of mother. Isn't it? But mother doesn't take it seriously. She says, this is my child, she is my darling. So similarly, whenever some jivas commit any offenses towards Krishna, Krishna does not take their offenses seriously. One time one person asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, I don't believe in God. He was an atheist. Swami said, why don't you believe God? I can't see God. Prabhupada said, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of elephants in African forest. Who feeds them? When we were born as an infant child, we had no capacity even to speak, to ask for some food. Krishna supplied everything. All our necessities Krishna supplies. Krishna supplies all the necessities even to the atheist, those who don't believe in God. So Krishna, his heart is so tender, he doesn't see any faults in other. Hridayam madhuram, gamanam madhuram. Madhura. Krishna's words, his speech was so sweet. Whenever Krishna would speak, all the Brajavasis, even if they are cuckoos, because cuckoos sing very sweetly, but when Krishna would speak, cuckoos would keep quiet. Now there is no need for me to speak. So cuckoos would keep quiet. Krishna's words were so sweet. Krishna's personality was so innocent. He was such an innocent child. Wherever he would walk, all the gopis, they immediately catch Krishna and place them on their laps. Sometimes, because Krishna's face was so innocent, sometimes the gopis would ask him, oh Krishna, please point out your nose. And Krishna, sometimes he would become bewildered. Where is the nose? Where is the nose? Then he would say, ah, this is the nose, this is the nose. Yes, yes, perfect, exactly. And then they said, okay, now point out your two ears. And sometimes he would show ears. And then you say, the gopis would say, now point out your eyes. And then he would call, catch some sikha or hair. Then the gopis said, no, 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 they are not eyes. Here is the eyes. So Krishna,
ಸರ್ವಸಾಹ ಮೃತಿ ಸನ್ನಿವಿಷ್ಟೋ ಮತ್ತ ಸ್ಮೃತಿರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಮ ಅಪಹನಂ ಚ ವೇದೇಶ ಸರ್ವರ್ ಅಹಮೇವ ವಿದ್ಯೋ ವೇದಾಂತ ಕೃತ ವೇದ ವಿಧೇಹ ಚಾಹಂ. ಆಲ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಂಪೋಸ್ ಸ್ಪಾಂಟೇನಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಫ್ಲೂಟ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಡೀಲ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಸೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಲವ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಸೋ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ, ಹೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದೆಮ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಅದರ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲೈಮ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್. ಡಿಡ್ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಎನಿ? ಅಫ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಆಲ್ ದ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನೆವರ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಸಮನ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಕ್ಲೈಮಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಶೋಲ್ಡರ್ಸ್. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ವಿಷ್ಣು, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಾಸ್ಯಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಆಲ್ ದೋ ವಿಷ್ಣು, ಬಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಇನ್ನೋಸೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಒನ್ ಲೆಸನ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇನ್ ಆರ್ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ವೈ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟಂಗ್. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ರಿಲೇಶನ್ಶಿಪ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ವೈ ಕಾಂಟ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್? ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಐ ಡೀಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೈ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಐ ಡೀಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೈ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಐ ಡೀಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೈ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್.
ಹೃದಯಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಗಮನಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಚರಿತಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಭ್ರಮಿತಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಮಧುರ
ಮಧುರಂ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಮಧುರ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಸೋ ಮಧುರ್.
ಯೆಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಚ್ಯುತ, ಇನ್ಫ್ಯಾಲಿಬಲ್. ಹಿ ನೆವರ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಫಾಲ್ ಡೌನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಅಹಲ್ಯಾದ ಮಾತಾ. Of course, she is not at fault, but this happened. This is Krishna. This is plan of gods. She made a mistake. So Gautam Rishi, her husband, cursed her to become a stone. Lord Sri Ramachandra, simply by his touch of his lotus feet, Ahalya was delivered. She got her form back. So simply by his touch, he can deliver the fallen souls. How can that person commit any sinful activity? So, one time Ravana, demon Ravana, he came to kidnap Sitama in the forest, and he thought, there is no need to take a sadhu vesh, I'll just take a form of Ram, Nakli Ram, and then I'll kidnap Sita. So Ravana, he took the form of Ram, and he saw there is a change in his mind. He started seeing Sita Mai as his mother. So Ravana was confused. How is that possible? As soon as I became Ram, Sita is now, I can see, she is my mother. Because Lord Ramachandra's character is so pure, he would see every lady as his mother. So when Ravana, just by taking nakli form of Ram, not a real form, just by taking nakli form of Ram, he started seeing every lady, every woman as his mother. This is Krishna's pure character. One time, the gopis in Vrindavan, they wanted to cross Jamuna river. But Jamuna was flooded with water. So there was no way to go. Durvasa Muni,
He approached the gopis. He said, "You go and tell Mother Jamuna that if Krishna is perfect brahmachari, then give us a way to go." Gopis started laughing. He said, "Krishna is brahmachari?" He said, "Yes. Now you go and try." So all the gopis went and they said to Yamuna Mai, "O Yamuna Mate, if Krishna is a perfect brahmachari, please give us a way." Yamuna Mai immediately parted. And there was a nice road for them to cross. And they were amazed because our acharyas say that Krishna has nothing to do with the physical body. Krishna is as pure as the sun. Sometimes there is a filthy place, sometimes a contaminated, sometimes people they pass urine on a road. Sun, through its rays, purifies that place, but sun never becomes contaminated. So similarly, whoever comes in contact with Krishna, they become purified. Krishna does not become contaminated. Although Krishna had 16,108 wives, and each wife had 11 children, 10 sons and 1 daughter. Still, Krishna had no physical connection. Krishna, simply by his hand's touch, that is Krishna's purity. Krishna is completely spiritual. Although Krishna's body looks like our body, just like we have 2 arms, 2 legs, 1 head, nose, ears, right? Krishna also has same bodily limbs. But the difference between our body and Krishna's body is, our body is a material body, and Krishna's body sometimes compared to rainbow. Have you seen rainbow in the sky? Why it is called rainbow? Only the shape of that rainbow is like a bow. But there is no similarity between rainbow and actual bow. Actual bow is made up of wood or some other material. But rainbow is made up of water. It's nothing to do with the bow. But because the bow shape and rainbow shape is same, therefore it is considered, it is called rainbow. Similarly, why it is called that Krishna's body is like a human body? Because our bodies are very similar to Krishna's body. So Krishna can never commit any sinful activity. Once there was a very chaste lady. She loved her husband really from her heart. So once that husband, he had to go for a week to some place for a business purpose. So she was feeling separation from her husband. So what did she do? She made one photo frame of her husband and kept it in the altar. So husband looked at that photo frame. He started smiling. She said, "Because I'll be feeling separation from you, so I am worshipping this photo." Husband said, "No problem." So after every day she would worship that photo, offer bhoga to his to her husband's photo. After 1 week, husband came back. Husband knocked on the door. "Open the door, I have come now." She said, "Please wait, because it's time for me to offer bhoga to my photo." "It is the exact time now, it's 1 o'clock, I have to offer lunch bhoga to my husband's photo." Husband is saying, "I am actually present here." But she said, no, I have to worship my photo." So similarly, please listen. There is a very deep point in this. In this material world, we may be having husband, wife, family, this, that. They are all Krishna's photographs. But please understand, can you imagine the responsibility what we have? Our husband is a representative of God, representative of Krishna. Our wife is a photo or a representative of Krishna. How carefully we should deal with each other. If Krishna is in front of you, if Krishna visits us, will you treat him very harshly? No. Handle with care. So similarly, when we are staying in the family, when we see our husband, he is the representative of Krishna. my wife is a representative of Krishna. So, Krishna's personality, although he is a supreme husband of all the jivas, but as long as we are in this material body, we have a responsibility towards our family. One time I was giving a class and I said the glories of Harinam. So one person became very serious and he said, next day onward he started 64 rounds, chanting 64 rounds. Third day he started 108 rounds. Naturally, if you are chanting 108 rounds, you cannot go for a job, right? He was a teacher. He would sit in the house, close his eyes and chant Hare Krishna. After 3 days, wife became very, she became frightened. She said, my dear husband, will you not go for your job? He said, no, everything is Maya. Only Krishna is real. So I will only chant Hare Krishna and go back to the spiritual world. That Mataji called me. She said, Prabhuji, what lesson you have given to him? From that day onwards, I changed my lecture style. I said, I give phone to him. Then I told him, my dear sir, chanting Hare Krishna mantra is your secondary responsibility. To take care of your family, to take care of your wife, take care of your children is your primary responsibility. And you know why? If you don't take care of your wife, you don't take care of your children, Krishna will never be pleased, because they are the photographs of Krishna. They are the representative of Krishna. So, Krishna's charitam very madhuram. Hridayam charitam madhuram. Charitam madhuram. Madhura Chalitam Madhuram. Krishna's walking is also very sweet. Sometimes we see in the movies also, some people walk like this, some ladies walk in different style. But the ideal walking, if you want to see the beautiful walk, how people walk, Krishna's walking is compared with the elephant's walk. All of us have seen how elephants walk, right? Very royal. Elephant doesn't care for dogs. There are hundreds of dogs barking, but elephants keeps coming, you know, walking. So elephant's walk is very close to Krishna's walk. It is not that Krishna walks like elephant. Elephant's walks like Krishna. And Krishna's walk is added one more stage. Intoxicated elephant. If the elephant walks is so regal, so royal. If the elephant is intoxicated, then how he will walk? That is walk of Krishna. Charitam, chalitam madhuram. When Kala Yavan attacked Mathura, Krishna started running away from the battlefield. So Kala Yavan said, hey, I heard that you are such a powerful, strong warrior. And now I am attacking you, I am going to fight with you, and you are running away. Krishna said, yes, that is my style. I kill different demons in different style. So Kali even started chasing Krishna. Krishna was only walking. Kali even started his speeding. And then he started running. But he could not catch Krishna. Then finally, Krishna got the name Ranchod Rai. Can you imagine? Simply by walking, the walking also gets a name. When Krishna steals something, he becomes Makhanchor. When he runs away from the battlefield, if some Kshatriya runs away from the battlefield, his wife also will condemn him. Go away now. Go back again to the battlefield. But when Krishna runs away from the battlefield, his name is Ranchor.
Chalitam madhuram, bhamitam madhuram. Venur madhuro, venur madhuro. Venur madhuro, renur madhuro. Panir madhura, padu madhura. Nrityam madhura, sakyam madhura. Nrityam madhura, sakyam madhura. Madhura adipate, akhila madhura. Madhura adipate, akhila madhura.
Venur madhuro, this is the sweetest part. All the instruments, all instruments, they come from Krishna's flute. Krishna's flute is the origin of all the ragas and everything. When Krishna dances in Rasa Leela, when Krishna plays his chun chun, his nupura, ankle bell, all the ragas emanates from Krishna's ankle bell. So, Venur Madhuro, when Krishna, actually Krishna plays eight tunes. Krishna plays eight types of notes. When he plays first notes, all the Brahmavadis, those who are trying to meditate on Brahma Jyoti, impersonal Brahman, or that Nirakar Brahman, simply by hearing Krishna's first note, they become bewildered and they can no longer meditate on impersonal Brahman. They become confused. Hey, what is this? Something is, they say, oh, this flute sound is higher than the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. That is the effect of Krishna's first note. Even Ananta Shesha, he starts swaying his head when he hears Krishna's first note. When Krishna plays his second note, Yamuna stops. Yamuna starts flowing backwards. Generally, he starts flowing towards the ocean, but when you see here the second note of Krishna's flute, see, flow starts flowing backwards. When Krishna plays third note, all the cows, they become maddened. They start running towards Krishna. When he plays, Krishna plays the fourth notes on his flute, moon stops moving. Generally, moon keeps moving. But when he hears the fourth notes of Krishna's flute, he stops moving. When he plays fifth note, which is very important, when Krishna plays fifth note on his flute, all the gopis become maddened and they start running towards Krishna. When Krishna plays sixth note on his flute, all the stone starts melting. All the animated being, they become inanimate. The stone starts melting. And when he plays seventh note on his flute, all the season starts emanating. All the autumn season, spring season, all the season at a time, they all start manifesting. And the most important, when he plays the eighth note on his flute, that is meant only for, exclusively, only for Sri Radha. So this is the effect of Venur Madhuro, Renur Madhuro.
ಪಾನೀರ್ ಮಧುರ ಪಾದೋ ಮಧುರ ನೃತ್ಯಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಸಖ್ಯಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಮಧುರಾಧಿಪತೇರಖಿಲಂ ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ
ಪಾನೀರ್ ಮಧುರ ಹಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ ಸಮನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಅನಾಲಜಿ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಇಟ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಮನ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಕೋಬ್ರಾ ಬೈಟ್ಸ್ ಸಮನ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ನೋ ಲಾಂಗರ್ ರಿಮೇನ್ಸ್ ಅಲೈವ್ ಡೈಸ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಸಮನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಟಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಲಾಂಗರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಪಾದೋ ಮಧುರ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ದ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದೇ ನೆವರ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಲೀವ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಹನಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಬೀಸ್ ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಹವರ್ ಆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಶಿವ ಹಿ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಗಂಗಾ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಜಟಾ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ವೈ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಚರಣಾಮೃತ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆನ್ ವಾಮನ್ ದೇವ್ ಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸಲ್ ಬಾರ್ಡರ್ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಶ್ಡ್ ಅವೇ ಆಲ್ ದ ಫೀಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಮನ್ ದೇವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ಅರ್ಥ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಚರಣಾಮೃತ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಇವನ್ ಶಿವ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಚರಣಾಮೃತ ಆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಫೋರ್ ಕುಮಾರಾಸ್ ದೇ ವೆರ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಾದೀಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದೇ ವೆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್ ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಕೇಮ್ ಟು ವೈಕುಂಠ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಸಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ ದ ಅರೋಮಾ ಆಫ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಮೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ಅರೋಮಾ ಆಫ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಎನಾಮೋಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ದ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಮಧುರಾಧಿಪತೇರಖಿಲಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಮಧುರಾಧಿಪತೇರಖಿಲಂ ಮಧುರಂ ಮಧುರ
Lotus feet are so soft. Sometimes Yashoda Mai says, "My dear Krishna, beta, you go to herd the cows in the forest, but you don't wear chappal or shoes. Please, I'll make a very special shoes for you." Then Krishna says, "My dear mother, I have 900,000 cows. If you multiply them with 4, because every cow has 4 legs, it becomes 36,000 cows. Right? 3600,000 cows." So if you can provide the shoes for all my cows, then I will also wear a chappal or shoes. Then Yashoda Mai says, "Beta, it is not possible." Then Krishna says, "I will not also wear chappal." He goes barefoot to Vrindavan forest. And all the gopis of Vrindavan, their heart turns into pieces. Their heart breaks into pieces simply by even that thought that Krishna is walking into the forest barefoot.
Chalasi yad braja charayan pashu nalina sundaram nath te padam. ಚಲಸಿ ಯಾತ್ ಪ್ರಜಾ चारयन् पशो नलेन सुन्दरम् नाथ ते पदम्
going to the forest, charayan pashun, for herding the cows, but you are not wearing any chappals. So their heart breaks into pieces when they see Krishna's lotus feet are so soft. Sometimes the gopis say that we become fearful, we feel that we cannot even place Krishna's feet on our body. So Krishna's body, Krishna's lotus feet are so soft. So,
चलितं मधुरं रमणं मधुरं नृत्यं मधुरं गमनं मधुरं मधुराधिपतेरखिलं मधुरं पते रखिलं मधुरा मधुरा
नृत्यं मधुरम् कृष्ण इज रियली हीरो एवरीथिंग ऑफ कृष्ण इज सो स्वीट नृत्यं मधुरम् नाउ वी हैव सीन सो मेनी पीपल डांसिंग राइट यू हैव हॉलीवुड स्टार्स एंड बॉलीवुड स्टार्स देयर इज नो नीड टू मेंशन एनीवन नेम्स बट देयर आर वेरी एक्सपर्ट डांसर्स. Did you see any time any Bollywood actors or a Hollywood actor, beautiful, greatest dancer, dancing on a snake's hoods? There is a serpent, huge serpent, and some of your Bollywood actor or a Hollywood actor dancing on the hoods of the snake. Did you see any time? Even Shiva was amazed when Shiva saw Krishna dancing on the Kaliya's hoods. He said, my dear Swami, I just fell at your feet. I just fall at your feet. There is no anything I can do. Even I also dance. I am called Nataraj. People call me Nataraj because I am a very expert dancer. But I also dance on a Kailas mountain, which is a solid platform, right? But you are dancing on the Kaliya's hood. It's a very slippery body. And on top of that, it is not a pre-planned that Kaliya said, Krishna told Kaliya, see, tomorrow there is a video shooting going on. So you please cooperate with me. So I will be dancing on your hoods and you please, if I place my right foot into this direction, you please keep your head above that, right? There was no planning. Kaliya was fighting with Krishna and Krishna moved his steps in such a way that he became a dancing step. Who can do that? Even before hearing this pastime, we did not even imagine such things. You know, most of the movies, their dialogues, their scene, and especially their love affairs, they are all copied from the Vedic scriptures. most of the people imitate all the Bollywood and Hollywood stars. They take all the information, especially the dialogues. मैं तुम्हारे लिए चांद तोड़ के लाऊंगा, सितारे तोड़ के लाऊंगा, ये कहाँ से आया है? ये सब, everything is in the our scriptures. All our devotees, they imagine and they really love so much Krishna. They love Krishna so much that they all have this kind of thoughts and imagination in their mind. So all these Bollywood actors and even the lyrics poet, they don't have a brain actually, they just copy. So, of course there are some good lyrics, well, people also those who write lyrics. But all the beauty, nrityam madharam, Krishna's nritya is so madharam. Sakhyam madharam, he is such a beautiful friend. Sakhya means friendship. Just to please his friends, Krishna is ready to become a sarathi, charioteer, chariot driver. If you are a friend, so suppose like, you know, both the friends are traveling in the car, and if one friend is driving the car, and his friend is sitting behind, he will immediately feel offended. He said, come and sit in the front, first friend, first seat. Because generally the only master sit behind. And friends sit together, right? So the person will not like it. I'm driving the car and my friend is sitting behind. He said, no, come in the front. So we cannot become sarathi or chariot driver for our friends. Krishna became chariot driver. And becoming a chariot driver means, because when the battlefield Kurudhat war was going on, there was so much of sound. So if a warrior, kshatriya, wants to give some instructions to the charioteer, he cannot speak in the words, because the charioteer, he cannot hear the words. There is so much of sound. So what the warrior does, if the warrior wants to go towards the right side, then he will kick the chariot's buttocks towards his right side. The warrior will kick the charioteer's buttocks towards the right side, then he will understand I have to move towards the right. If he has to go straight, then he will kick on the straight. So Krishna accepted all the kicks of Arjuna. That is the meaning of Sakhya.
Nrityam madhuram, Sakhyam madhuram. Madhura Dipate Akhila Madhura
sweet. All these activities seems very ordinary, right? But when we do these activities, it's very ordinary. When we eat, people don't like it. Because sometimes we make sound inviting. So, nobody likes that. But when Krishna eats, that eating also is glorified. When Sudama came to Dwarka, he had brought some broken flat chipped rice. Krishna took one morsel from that flat-shaped rice and he ate it. He was about to take the second morsel. Rukmini Devi stopped him. He said, "My dear Krishna, please stop now." And Krishna smiled. You know why? Just by taking one morsel from Sudama's bag, Rukmini Devi, who is Lakshmi herself, she became indebted to Sudama. Just by giving one morsel food to Krishna, she became indebted, and in reciprocation, what did she offer? There was a huge, beautiful palace, which was more gorgeous, more opulent than Indra's palace in the heavenly planet. His wife got unlimited maid servants and all the opulences just by providing or feeding one morsel to Krishna. This is the secret to become multi-billionaire. Millionaire or a billionaire. Some say, "I have financial problem, this problem, that problem." No problem, you feed Krishna. Every day, keep Krishna's photo, picture or deities in the house and offer bhoga to him. Krishna will surely reciprocate with you. Sometimes you may say, no, Krishna only satisfies your spiritual desires. Doesn't provide your material necessities. No! Krishna is the most loving father. He knows every one of us needs. And he will fulfill all the needs. If we really need those things, all those facilities, Krishna will satisfy and Krishna will provide to us. We should have full faith in Krishna. And if it is really detrimental to our spiritual life, Krishna may not give us, or Krishna may give us with a delay. So we should have full plan in Krishna's, we should have full faith in Krishna's plan. When Krishna was eating in the forest, in Vrindavan forest, all the Gopa friends, they would bring their potli, their lunch tiffin, and at around 12 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock, Krishna would sit in the center. All his friends would sit surrounded him, circle. And every friend of Krishna, before eating, they would offer it to Krishna. Because their mother had told them, "Beta, before eating, give it to Krishna." Every mother should also give instruction to their sons. "Beta, before eating anything, please offer it to Krishna." So one Gopa, it was a leela of Krishna. He forgot to give butter. He forgot to offer buttermilk to Krishna. He was very thirsty. He immediately drank it, and his mouth was full with buttermilk. So Krishna looked at him. He said, "Oh thief, chore! That buttermilk was meant for me. Your mother gave it for me, and you drank it." So in Krishna, he slapped both his hands on his cheeks. So what happened? All that buttermilk fell out of his mouth. Krishna drank that buttermilk. By seeing this, Brahmaji really, all his forehead started reeling. He said, outside of Vrindavan, all the sages and rishis and the gods and demigods of the heavenly planet, all the Gandharvas and others, Panthastu Koti Shatta Vatsara Sampragamyo. For millions of years, even millions of lifetimes, they are waiting for one glance of Krishna's beauty, one of Krishna's beautiful glimpse. And here, Krishna is reciprocating with his friends. He is eating the jhuta buttermilk of his friend. That is Krishna's bhuktam madhuram. His eating also is so sweet. Bhuktam madhuram, suktam madhuram.
Madhuradipate rakhilam madhuram.
Suktam madhuram. Krishna sleeping is also sweet. This is really bewildering. How can someone sleep also can be sweet? When we sleep, most of us, we snore. There is a snoring sound in sleeping. Why Krishna sleeping is so sweet? When Krishna sleeps as a Mahavishnu, all the universes are manifested. All the universes come out of his skin pores. That is Krishna's sleeping.
Madhuradipate rakilam madura. Karanam madura. Taranam madura. Karanam madura. Taranam madura. Haranam madura, Ramanam madura, Vamitam madura, Kamalam madura, Vamitam madura, Kamalam madura. Madhuradipate rakilam madura,
madura.
Madhuradipate rakilam madura.
Karanam madhuram. Krishna's every deeds, Krishna's every deed is so sweet. Sometimes, when Krishna was a small child, he would walk in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and Ishwatamai was busy in her household duties. So when she would see that Krishna, sometimes he catch holds the tail of a calf, and the calf becomes confused, and the calf starts running, and she drags Krishna's body. Sometimes Krishna, he's so adventurous, he holds the big giant's bull's horns with his two hands, and he starts wrestling with the bulls. Yashoda Mai says, what are you doing, beta? So sometimes when Yashoda Mai, she has to create fear in Krishna's heart. She says, beta, don't go outside this our courtyard, okay? Then Krishna asks mother, why should I not go out of this house? Then she says, no, if you go out of this our courtyard, there are two demons. They are called How Below. They are very ugly and huge bodied demons. And they eat all the small boys. So therefore don't go. Krishna says, yes, mommy, yes, yes. So one day, Krishna came running and immediately embraced mother Yashoda. Yashoda Mai said, what happened, beta? Krishna said, I saw How Below. I saw How Below demons. And then Yashoda Mai says, where are those demons? He said, they are outside our house. Then Yashoda Mai starts laughing. Yashoda Mai says, beta, there are no demons. I was just joking with you. Krishna also knows. But simply to give pleasure to his devotees, Krishna performs all these sweet pastimes. Karanam madhuram. Taranam madhuram. His deliverance, when he delivers his devotees, that is also so amazing, so sweet. Gajendra elephant, when crocodile caught hold Gajendra's feet, Gajendra asked help from all his friends, family members, but nobody could help him. So finally, he took one lotus flower, offered it to Krishna. Vishnu or Krishna, after hearing the prayers of Gajendra, immediately he called his Garuda. He said, Garuda, we have to go to that mountain now to save my dear devotee. So Garuda was ready. Krishna rode on the back of Garuda and started flying towards the place. But in half of the distance, Krishna felt in his heart that his speed was not enough. What did Krishna do? He took the Garuda, kept it on his back, and he reached to the place within one moment. See Krishna's eagerness to save us. Krishna is more eager than us to go to the spiritual world. So, taranam madhuram. And most amazing part is, when Keshav Kashmiri came to Navadvip Mayapur, He was a very arrogant scholar. He would challenge the scholars and he would defeat them in front of the public. And after defeating those scholars, he would write their signatures that I have been defeated by Keshav Kashmiri. He would take their all wealth and everything and he would humiliate them. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, how he defeated Keshav Kashmiri? It was evening time on the bank of Ganga and he was surrounded with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was surrounded with his students. He requested them to stay a little aside. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, he started debating with Keshav Kashmiri alone. So Keshav Kashmiri understood that he is being now defeated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Don't worry, you are not defeated. You please, now you are exhausted, you are tired. You go and take rest. Tomorrow morning again you can come back." This is a very gentle person. Although he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, but he did not humiliate him. That is Taranam Madhuram. So Krishna's personality is so sweet.
Chalitam Madhuram Vamitam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram Vamitam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram Gunja Madhura Mala Madhura Yamuna Madhura Vicho Madhura Salilam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram Salilam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram Madhura Adipate Rakhilam Madhuram Madhura Adipate Rakhilam Madhuram
Yamuna Madhura. In Vrindavan, Krishna's most intimate devotees, the gopis, the cows, Nanda Maharaj Ushtamai, Govardhan, and Mother Jamuna. Jamuna Mai, she flows all over Braja. She is like a black mascara around Vrindavan forest. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they write, Yamuna Mai is like a west belt of Vrindavan forest. Yamuna Mai, she flows all over the Braj and she is very greedy to hanker to get more and more wealth of Vrindavan's love. Yamuna Mai is always surrounded with the cows and the calves. When the cows and the calves, they graze on the shores of Yamuna, it appears like she is wearing the garland or a necklace of the cows and the calves. Because her banks, they are all, the cows and the calves, they are eating grass on the banks. So, our acharyas say, Jamuna Mai is most intimately involved in Krishna's pastimes. Especially during the Rasa Leela. Sometimes in the morning you see, red lotuses, they grow in the water of Yamuna. So our acharya compares, this is red. Why there are red lotuses in Yamuna? Generally there are blue lotuses, but this time there are red lotuses in Yamuna because Jamuna Mai, she has not slept overnight. She did not sleep because she was busy in Rasa Leela. Krishna was taking bath in Krishna Yamuna Mai, so she did not sleep whole night. Therefore, her eyes are red now. So her eyes are shown as a red lotuses. And Yamuna Mai, see her color is blue. Because when Krishna takes bath in Jamuna Mai, Yamuna Mai steals away. She takes Krishna's kanti, that Krishna's anga kanti or Krishna's brightness, and she wears as a sari. Our acharyas give such a beautiful explanation. Like Krishna is a beauty in blue color, so Yamuna Mai steals that blue color and wears that blue color sari on over his body. Therefore, she is a blue color. Her water is a blue color. She is called Yamanuja. Yamanuja means younger sister of Yamaraj. She is very ferocious. When Krishna, first time Vasudeva carried Krishna on his head to Gokula, she wanted to take darshan of, take the darshan or the touch, she wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. She took the role of Yamanuja. She flooded. And when she got the lotus feet touch, immediately she subsided. So, but now, if you see today in Vrindavan, Yamuna Mai, why is her condition is so delicate? Because she is in separation from Krishna. Externally we may see so many things, but basically she is feeling separation from Krishna. She is also like just like Govardhan, every day, every moment is sinking down in the earth. Similarly, Yamuna Mai also, she is now on the verge of extinguishing from this world. So therefore, Yamuna Mai is in separation.
Yamuna Madhura Salilam Madhuram Kamalam Madhuram Madhuradipate Akhilam Madhuram Gopi Madhura Lila Madhura Gopi Madhura Ga Gopi Madhura Lila Madhura Yuktam Madhura Bhuktam Madhura Krishtam Madhuram Slishtam Madhuram Madhuradipate Rakhilam Madhura Madhura Madhuradipate Rakhilam Madhura
Gopi Madhura, Krishna's devotees are so sweet, especially the gopis. Gopis are on the highest level of Krishna Prema. All the big sages and rishis and all the demigods, they fall at the lotus feet of the gopis because their every word, their every action, their whole existence is for the pleasure of Krishna. They don't have their own identification or their own existence. The gopis are compared like with like a creepers, like a vines. Krishna is like a strong tree, and all those vines, they grow, and they grow on the tree, and they catch hold the tree very tightly. So the gopis, they are also like vines, like a creeper. They only take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. In their every word, they cannot forget Krishna even for a moment. Sometimes the gopis chastise, not chastise, gopis, they are very short-hearted. They never chastise. They jokingly call Brahmaji as a faulty creator. He said, your creation is not perfect. And then Brahmaji falls at the feet of the gopis and says, please tell me how my creation is faulty. He said, why did you create this eyelids? Why did you create this eyelids? Because for 1/16 of a second, for one nimesha, we blink our eyelids. For during that time, we cannot see Krishna. Brahmaji said, sorry. First time I'm seeing someone, even for and for us, even the whole during 24 hours, even if you remember Krishna for one moment, that is a big achievement for us, isn't it? And for the gopis, they can't even forget Krishna for a second. Every word, every dealing, they only remember Krishna.
Vikretu kama khilagopakanya murare pada pitachitta vritte dadhyadikammo havashadavocha govinda damo dharmadave vikretu kama khilagopakanya murare pada pitachitta vritte tadhyadikammo havashadavocha govinda damo dharmadaveti.
Billamukal Thakur writes, the gopis, they take their butter and milk and go for selling. So instead of calling milk for a sell or a butter for a sell, they just say Govinda Damodar Madhava. So all the Brajavasis, they laugh. So gopis, what are you doing? You are selling the milk, selling the butter. Say something like this, milk for a sale or a curd for a sale. But they see Krishna everywhere. They see Krishna in the butter, they see Krishna in the milk. Gopi Madhura. Krishna's gopis are so sweet. Leela Madhura. Krishna's pastimes are so sweet. And next day,
Gopa Madhura, Gavo Madhura. Gopa Madhura, Gavo Madhura. Dalitam Yastir Madhura, Srushtir Madhura. Dalitam Madhuram, Phalitam Madhuram. Madhuradhipate Rakhilam Madhura. Madhuradhipate Rakhilam Madhura.
These gopis, they are fully absorbed in Krishna's thoughts. See, when we engage ourselves in Krishna's service, then only we can become satisfied. There was one, still present, all glories to her. We don't want to give any offense to her. Her name is Imelda Marcos. You can find it on Google. Imelda Marcos. She was a wife of former president of Philippines. So when her husband was president, he did something wrong. So both of them, they had to flee from the country. After that, they found in their house, Imelda Marcos had 3,000 pairs of shoes. So yesterday I went to Google just to reconfirm. When we speak in the class, it should be exact information, you know. So there were 3,000 pairs of shoes lying in her room. Can you imagine a lady wearing 3,000 pairs of shoes? That means she was not satisfied, right? So when you purchase one pair of shoes, you are not happy, therefore you will take another shoes. 3,000! And now they have kept it in a, what do you call it? Museum. All the shoes are kept in a museum. Still today also you can see Manila in Philippines. All the shoes are kept in a museum. Why? Why you have to take a shelter of the external lifestyle? People have their crazy hairstyle, the cloth style, different. Every year, every month, the Mataji's dress style changes, even the male's hairstyle, their cloth style changes. Actually, we should know that body is same, body is not changing. Simply by changing hairstyle or simply by changing the cloth style, body will not change. The mind also will not change. Whatever mental problems we have, those problems will remain. Our mindset, our mind is crazy, that crazy mind will remain crazy. But what we do, because we are unfortunate, we have no knowledge, we try to change the external shell. If I change the hairstyle, if I change the cloth style, if I take more and more shoes, I will be happy. But our acharyas, our devotees have shown in their life, if you really want to become happy, Yamuna Devi, one of the senior most disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Yamuna Mataji, such a great mother, most respected lady in our ISKCON movement, Prabhupada observed that Yamuna Mataji, she was serving in ISKCON, Vrindavan, she had only one sari. Yamuna Mataji had only one sari. During the night, she would wash that sari, and before early morning, she would wear the same sari. But she was fully absorbed in serving Krishna. She was so happy. She didn't bother whether I have enough clothes or no facilities or unlimited facilities. She had only one sari. Prabhupada, he went to one for program. While coming back, he purchased one more sari and he gave it to Yamuna Mataji and said, at least you should have one more sari. Prabhupada cried tears and gave that sari to his daughter, Yamuna Mai. So we can understand, we can learn that these material facilities will not make us happy. How costly bag you wear, how costly sari, how costly clothes, and your shoe style and hairstyle. Of course, it's not that from next day onwards you start like bigger. Prabhupada said, the gopis are also very beautiful. And for the pleasure of Krishna, the gopis would decorate themselves. Because they knew that if I decorate myself nicely, when I come in front of Krishna, Krishna will be pleased by seeing me. So we should decorate ourselves. We should beautify ourselves for Krishna's pleasure, not to impress the materialistic people. So that is the secret these acharyas have shown to us. Our six Goswamis, they had everything. They gave it up. And then they had only one kamandalu, one water pot and bead bag. So, please all the grihasthas, don't take inspiration from this katha. This is for the sadhus. Those who are, even the brahmacharis also don't have one cloth. They also have many, many cloths. At least 3-4 sets of cloths. So, grihasthas, actually they should keep wealth, money, but use it in Krishna service. So the Goswamis, they had only one kamandalu, one pot, and one bead bag. But they would all roam in Vrindavan calling,
He Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuda. Go over it. धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी बने कुता
Acharyas, the Goswamis and the contemporary devotees, they have shown real wealth is to call He Radhe, He Brajadevi, Kech Lalite, He Sri Radha, He Lalita, He Vishaka, He Shyam Sundar, where are you? Are you on the banks of Jamuna? Are you at the Govardhan? Where are you? This life is meant for searching Krishna. Develop Krishna's love. This life is only meant for Krishna's attachment and no other purpose, absolutely no purpose. Only one goal, to get somehow other Krishna prema. Because He is the supreme master of all of us. So actually the timing is running fast. We have very short time. So within 5 minutes I'll finish my lecture. So our acharyas, they have shown that if you are in this material body, as long as you are in the material body, you can use your facilities. But whether you have facilities or you don't have facilities, no problem. Just chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Gopa Madhura, Gao Madhura. Yes, Pira Madhura. Palitam madhuram, palitam madhuram. Madhura adipate rakilam madhuram.
Krishna's Gopa friends are so sweet. Krishna, he would play, every day he would play different games with his friends. IPL cricket matches started in Vrindavan first. Krishna played cricket with his friends. Whatever games we play now, it is just the imitation of Krishna's games. Krishna played all the balls, basketball, football, baseball, all the balls and more. One time Krishna was a small baby and he asked his mother, "Oh mother, 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 what is this tree? This tree has a beard." Because the banyan tree is roots hanging from the tree. She says, "Mother, mother, what is this tree? This tree has a beard." Because Krishna would play and he swing from catching that roots of the banyan tree. So Krishna played all the games with his friend, especially Daihandi. We all make that tower of human tower to catch, take this handi. Just to play one game, just for once, they have to practice for months, right? Therefore, we do it once in a month. That is not a festival for every month or every day. Because it's very difficult to make a human tower. Krishna, spontaneously, every day, thousands of times, he would play that game, making human towers. See? So, whatever we do now, it's not that we are doing something new, and we are more advanced. No, no, no. We are far behind Krishna's lila.
Gopa Madhura, Gavo Madhura.
Gavo Madhura. Krishna's cows are so sweet. Krishna had 900,000 of cows. He had made 108 groups of the cows. He had black cows, white cows, red cows, yellow cows. Every day, Krishna was so personal, he would call all the cows, each cow with their particular name through the sound of his flute. When they would hear their names, they would all gather and then Krishna would come back to Vrindavan. The cows loved Krishna so much. when they heard the discussion between Nanda Yashoda Mai and Krishna, that Krishna doesn't want to wear chappal, the cows decided that next day, because generally the Krishna would walk in the front, cows would follow him, but this time the cows were going in the front and they would smash all the rocks and the pebbles and the thorns of the street with their head and would make the talcum powder, and then Krishna would walk on that. That was Krishna's cow's love for Krishna.
Gopa Madhura, Gao Madhura. Yastir Madhura, Sustir Madhura. Dalitam Madhuram, Palitam Madhura. Madhura Adipate Rakilam Madhura.
We saw how Krishna is the best real hero. He is the best dancer. He is the best singer. He is most handsome. He is most beautiful. He is strongest person. He is most compassionate. He is most merciful. And he protects all his devotees. Sometimes in our Bollywood or in Hollywood, the hero, he has to protect the heroine, he has to protect everyone. But sometimes the villain is so powerful, he said, "Hey, hero bahut chhane gir kar rahe, heroine ko pakad ke le jao." Then he kidnaps the heroine. The bechara hero kya kar sakta hai abhi, band diya usko. But Krishna is such a hero. Indra thought that is Krishna is trying to become a hero. Now I'll show him a lesson, I'll teach him a lesson. He started showering rains. Krishna, he lifted Govardhan Hill. All his devotees came under the umbrella of Govardhan Hill. And then Krishna played such a beautiful pastime. Indra sent the Samvartaka cloud, which was actually meant for devastation or annihilation. But this rain, they could not move even a single leaf from the tree of Govardhan Hill. That hurricane, that rain could not move even a single leaf from the tree. What to speak of hurting and harming the devotees under the umbrella tree. That's Govardhan Hill. This is Krishna's protection. And Kamsa, he had seen many movies. So Krishna thought, Kamsa thought, this Krishna is a very powerful hero. I cannot beat him. Now I'll try another trick. I'll kidnap his heroine, Sri Radha. He came to Vrindavan in Javat and Terkadam area. As soon as he entered that area, Kamsa became a lady. He became she. Kamsa is he. He became she. He looked at his body. There was a transformation of his body. He was a male person. Now his body limbs are different. He became a female. He said, how did it happen? And after that he tried to use his mystic powers to bring back his male body, but it couldn't. Finally he started crying, shouting and crying. Then Sri Radha called Lalitha. He said, please go and please find out that lady, Kamsa. She is crying, please bring her back to me. So Lalitha Devi brought that gopi and Raj Radha Mai, Sri Radha. Said, hey, Kamsa, tune movie both dekha hai lagta tune. I am not one of the heroines, what you see. This heroine is more powerful than the hero. Then Sri Radha says, now I am giving your male body back. Go immediately to your Mathura. If you send any demon again to Vrindavan, you don't have to come to Vrindavan. Even at your own place, Mathura, I'll make you see. I'll make you female. Kamsa fell at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. He said, my mother, I'll never make this mistake again. So after that, Kamsa did not send any demon. Neither he came personally. He sent Akrura to bring Krishna and Balram. So,
even Sitamai, Ravana could not kidnap Sitamai. She was a false Sita. And see that even false Sita also, voluntarily she accepted, Ravana kidnapped her, but she voluntarily went to Lanka. It is not that Ravana kidnapped her. Sitamai wanted to kill Ravana and deliver or liberate all these 12,000 ladies. Ravana itna badmash tha. He was such a lusty fellow. He had kidnapped 12,000 princes, not an ordinary girls. Princes from different planets, and they were kept in his palace. So Sitamai, she wanted to liberate all those princes and all the other ladies. Therefore, she voluntarily accepted that. So, Madhura Adipate Rakilam Madhura Madhura
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
So last one take home messages and then we'll stop our lecture. Srila Prabhupada ji is such a practical and compassionate acharya. He, whatever now we discuss, he gave that all that Krishna prema, that ultimate goal, in such a simple form. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Just like if you have veena, like our violin. If you see this violin, if you tie those strings very tightly, those strings will break. If you keep those strings very loose, there won't be any sound. So what happens in India, generally people become either dry philosophers, or surgism. But Prabhupada brought the balance. No surgism, no dry philosophy. He gave that Krishna prema, Vrindavan prema, such a simple form, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavat, you will achieve that Krishna prema. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So all of you can stand up now. We'll kirtan. 10 minutes kirtan, then prasad. Only 10 minutes.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityo Nam Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshisarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Ananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare